So, I'm taking a break from studying for my qualification exams. And I want to do something fun, so I'm doing these questions by Hobie. Hobie? 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 Yeah. So, yeah, question one. How much time do you spend surfing the web? Surfing the web, easily 10 hours a day. Flat. I'm on the internet 24 hours a day because I always have apps and other stuff running, like Spotify. I always have Spotify running. And not only do I have Spotify running, I also have my Last.fm Scrabbler running. So, yeah. Always on Spotify 24/7. Favorite website? YouTube. I love YouTube. It has everything, it has something for everyone. And my favorite channel on YouTube, easily, it's easily TED. TED Talks, TED Conference, TED, I love TED. Another favorite is Pinterest, because, I don't know, it's fun. I think it's fun. I like looking through catalogs and creating these, like, dream boards. I also like Kick-Ass Torrents and Pirate Bay and other torrenting sites because I live in Asia and everything, you get everything late in Asia. Like, not just a couple of days late, but usually it's a couple of weeks, depending on the show and what network they're on. Usually it takes days or weeks to reach my country. And I don't want to wait, and sometimes you don't air it at all. So torrenting really is the only way for a lot of us. Yeah. Especially for people in Korea. Because porn is banned in Korea. And the only way for them to look at porn is through, like, torrents and 4chan or something. What age did you start using the internet? Around 8 years old. I think my first website was Disney Channel or Nick.com. Somewhere along those lines. What device do you use the most for browsing the web? My iPad. I have a desktop and a laptop, but I'm usually on my iPad just because I can take it anywhere. And yeah. iPad. Have you ever told friends or coworkers about Gone Wild Audio? I haven't told them about Gone Wild Audio or FSA, which is on 4chan, but I have told them about an audio recording community where they pretty much only do naughty stuff. Have you ever told anyone in your life about your Gone Wild Audio interviews? Yes, I have. Again, I never told them where, but I told them I'm pretty much a free voice whore. On a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you about sex? Talking about sex, 9 out of 10. Having sex, 7 out of 10. It depends, really, if I'm nervous, who it's with, blah 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 blah. Making recordings, 10 out of 10. Masturbating, 15 out of 10. If you care to share, what is your sexuality? I am very straight. Well, kind of straight, I guess. I mean, I know if a girl's attractive and I can be, like, quote, attracted to a girl, but I'm not, like, in love. I can never have feelings for a girl, but I can be, like, not physically attracted, but I know when a person's attractive and I can have a girl crush. You know, like, wow, she's so pretty. Like, I want to hug her. How often, on average, do you think about sex? I think about sex all the time. Like, oh, it's a straw. It's phallic. Oh, it's a dick. Pens. Lots of dicks. A cup of pens. A cup of dicks. Chocolate. Melt it and put it on someone's body and then lick it off for good foreplay. Paper. I don't know, but I'm sure it's kinky. I'm sure someone has a paper fetish. Who's your favorite submitter on Gone with Audio? More than one? I mean, favorite submitters are my friends. So usually they're like people from 4chan. Homer Sock, he is an amazing person, and I cannot imagine him without. Like, I can't imagine life without him. He's an amazing person. Homer Sock isn't really a recorder, but he is an active scriptwriter. Andy Pants, he was a great friend of mine. Well, is a good friend of mine. Purple Smut, another great friend of mine. One of my closest online friends today. And yeah, who else? Pippets. I just know her as Pip. A cool girl. I could like watch live streams with her. There's a lot of people from FSA who are in Gone Well Audio, but those are my favorites. But on FSA and Gone, MSA, which are 4chan social boards, 4chan social board threads, there's a lot. Yeah. And my all-time favorite one is a secret because don't know, I get doki doki. So, how many sexual partners have you had? I don't want to tell. It's a secret. Yeah. Who's your number one celebrity crush? Can I have two, please? Oh, I can't choose. Well, okay. No particular order. Chris Pratt, because he's really sweet and cute, and I loved him even like before he bulked up. I loved him. I loved him as like this like husky guy. He was so funny and cute. And Tom Cavana or Cavana. I say Cavana. Tom Cavana, he plays Ed in the show Ed. He plays Dan Dorian in Scrubs. He plays Dr. Wells, Dr. Harrison Wells in The Flash. And he's really cute. And I like his face. And I like his smile and his eyes and his hair and I like his dimples. Okay, do you drink or like to get drunk? I drink, but I don't like getting drunk, but I do get drunk anyway. My favorite alcoholic beverage. I like rum, straight up rum. I don't know, I think rum is smooth enough that you don't need a chaser, but if it's something really cheap, I'd usually chase it with Coke. What's your favorite food? Potatoes, 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 potatoes. Favorite band, Rodrigo y Gabriela. They are a Mexican guitar duo, and their style is very, very unique. It's flamenco with rumba, with a little bit of, metal techniques. They have a very interesting background, and I don't know, I like them, I like their sound. I also really love Da Vinci's Notebook. They are a comedy barbershop quartet. Yeah. What color are your eyes and hair? My eyes are brown and my hair is black. Even though it's kind of like brownish these days because yeah, I get a lot of sun. However, it will be black and white soon. Like I'll have a streak of white on my hair, on my fringe, and be like rogue. Probably not black. I'll make it probably like brown and white. I don't know, but yeah, brown and white or black and white. And first, my dream partner or dream significant other or whatever. Sorry about that sound, that's me sucking a straw. Blue eyes, Black hair. Yeah. Favorite time to have sex or masturbate? For masturbating, all the time. And for sex, when I'm tired of masturbating. Are you a top, bottom, or switch? I am a switch. Do you have any hobbies? I have a lot of hobbies. Who doesn't have hobbies? Are they something other people might think are nerdy? Please share it and how you got into this hobby. I have a lot of hobbies. I can't get into every single one. But yeah, a lot of them are considered nerdy. However, the nerdy thing is very steep these days. Like, I know a lot of things is considered nerdy. And a lot of things are considered not nerdy anymore. Because everyone does these things. And nerdy is normal. But yeah, I draw, I sing, I do woodworking, and I love that, and I've been doing that since I was young, and I just recently got back into it, and it's just very nostalgic. I do gardening, I also do sewing and knitting. I read a lot of comic books. I collect action figures. I build Gundams. I do makeup. I like dressing people up. I like writing, and not like poem writing, but legit writing on paper. I don't know, I like doing that. It's just another form of drawing, I guess. Graphic design. Making recordings. Yeah. If you can gain a superpower, what would it be? Would you use it for good or evil? A little bit of both. I want to have space-time manipulation. That is Hiro Nakamura's power in the show Heroes. Basically, he can stop time, reverse time, go to the future. Basic time travel, and as well as teleportation. So I want that. And would I use it for good or evil? I just use it for my own personal gain. Because I don't want to do good. Because that'll really alter the space-time continuum. So if I just do it for personal gain, then nothing much will happen. I'll probably just, like, steal a cheeseburger. I'll stop time, take a bite of cheeseburger. Boom. I don't think I'd steal using it, but I would gamble to get money so I can get stuff that I want. But I don't know, I'm really opposed to stealing, other than like stealing hamburgers and a couple of fries. But yeah. Ooh, if I can get another power, I want to have the power to duplicate anything. So space-time manipulation and duplication of anything, so I can just like stop time, duplicate a laptop, and I'll have my own laptop. It's pretty much piracy, but no one will know. Bonus questions. While listening to a Gone Wild audio entry, do you ever picture what you think they might look like according to their voice? Yes and no. I used to do that, but I've been listening and doing these recordings for a long time now, and I've met a lot of these recorders, and they look great. Surprising how amazing a lot of these people look, but they don't look like their voice. Mainly because the voices that I listen to are very old, middle-age, professional voices, and they usually come from 20-something-year-olds. Have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex? Nope, never. Have you ever heard someone on non audio you could swear that you knew from somewhere else? Yeah, but that's because it's obvious. I mean, I know a lot of the people I listen to on Gone Wild Audio on 4chan, but there have been times where people have recognized my voice and knew it was Azula. So, I think I just have a weird way of talking, just how I I pause after two words and just blah. How I'm so nasally and weird. Okay, so I'm done. I'm gonna stop now. Bye!